Actually, whoa, we have a better crowd here than we did at our show in Brooklyn. You guys are great.
All right, the Cynics. Oh, my God, that was incredible, guys. Oh,
well, thank you,
Terry. All right, I'm going to back announce these songs. You guys catch your breath, and then we'll have a quick chat, okay? Is that right? Do you have a little time for that? We just heard, yeah, classic Cynics, Nugget. It's almost like a nugget.
It's a nugget now. Yeah.
if Lenny K was still making
nuggets. And I'd be sure to eat it.
If Lenny K was still making nuggets, that might end up on one.
Exactly. Junk, Rock Club, Circles, Arcs, and Swirls.
Circles, Arcs, and Swirls, yes.
The Ring, for me.
That was for you,
Terry.
I got on my knees so many times for you. Presented the ring, and you said, you know, I would like to, but you know, I just can't.
Pavel's got to be doing those rim shots to punctuate your little jokes.
Oh no, that was deadly serious.
Right. Wow, I love that. I love that conceit. Anyway. can't even go there. All right, Gehenna before that. Oh, and that song's about Jay Retard, right?
You know what? I met Jimmy Lee Lindsay on your show for the first time. The Flat Angles were playing here on your show, and the Cynics were also playing, and the Flat Angles just blew me away.
Angry Angles.
Angry Angles, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the Fall song, Flat of Angles.
I think he's thinking about his head.
Flat of Angles. I was thinking of the Fall song. Yeah, but the Angry Angles were playing here. That's the first time I met Jimmy, and then I kept in touch with them a long time after that, and it was so weird because I talked to him that Christmas. You know, I was talking to him on the Twitter and the Facebook, and I thought, oh my goodness, you're a big, great, big star. Why are you home alone talking to me on Facebook? And we talked about, you know, listening to some songs and maybe doing something together. I was going to send him some lyrics or something, and then like, you know, a few weeks later.
Wow, you know, so you really...
I was very touched. That was a death that really hurt me. Even though we weren't like close friends, but we were,
we were all devastated. Yeah, I know. It was because he wasn't even 30, you know? And
Flying V guitar.
What happened? What's the matter? What? Okay, so you can't hear me? Or you can hear me now? All right. Did anything I say go through? Okay, sorry. I had my microphone down because I tend to talk louder than the band does, so that's not good.
We'll pot you up.
Not his band.
And I Need More. Oh, that's the rocker. That's the hit single off the new album.
I think it's the theme song for all disrespected bands, you know, that have been around so long that never really got the respect that they needed. That's kind of the idea behind that when I thought of it. But
I thought it was about tequila.
It's really about it. We need more of everything, don't we? I'm totally against moderation. That's what it's about.
I'm against moderation.
That'll be my sign for Ducati Park. I'm against moderation.
And then at the top of the set, you did Spinning Wheel Motel. Yes.
Which was right here in this neighborhood. The original, I wrote down the title, and I spent the nights there on different occasions for different reasons. And I always thought that was an interesting name for a hotel. So it was always like written down in my notebook. And finally, I used the title and turned it into a song. But it actually was a hotel in Jersey City off of Tunnelly.
But there's one, I think, in, Boise, Idaho?
When we made the record, we Googled it, and we found out there actually are a lot of different spinning wheel motels. But
I wonder why there's all these motels called Spinning Wheel. Like, what? It seems so random. It's like Microphone Hotel, you know? Table Hotel.
I don't know
hotel.
If it has
like,
to do with Rumpelstiltskin.
But how does it tie in with the hotel? You know?
Spinning these mattresses into gold, I think, is the...
But that actually segues nicely into your new album, which is called
Spinning Wheel Motel.
And the album art done by our good
do
friend
like
Vicky
it?
Vett. Do I like it?
You like it.
I love it. I love it.
What's her favorite artist and producer, right? Jim Diamond.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. I know. It's almost like you made this.
You made a comment about them. I'm like, okay, that's good. I wasn't even thinking about it.
I know. It's like, one of my favorite bands, with my favorite like artist. I mean, she's also my friend Vicky, and then also Jim Diamond's my favorite producer. So it's just like,
how did that happen? It's magic. It's kismet. I think they call
that
kismet.
I dreamed.
Well,
it
of
up.
Course, we always wanted to work with Jim Diamond. He was always busy, and we always ended up being on different schedules. And every record we were going to do, we were going to do it with Jim. But then we ended up something else happened, and he was busy, and we were busy. And then we recorded the one before that in Spain, and then we did the other one with Tim Kerr, and so we always did great stuff. But then finally we got the chance to work with Jim, and I think it was the perfect time because everybody else had already worked with him, so we were the one.
We finished him off.
We finished him off. His career is over now.
Oh, my God.
No, isn't he the greatest, though? Yeah, it was great working with him. So we recorded that at Ghetto at Ghetto Studios in Detroit at Jim's.
Ghetto Recorders, I know. Is it truly real ghetto?
No.
Well,
it's desolate, but it's definitely like not dangerous. They have a lovely shawarma place across the street.
A lot of empty buildings.
It's just like most of Detroit. It's just, you know, sort of like desolate. I wouldn't call it a ghetto. I would call it just sort of urban... urban sort of post
vacancy.
Urban decay.
It's vacancy, but it's coming back.
But the studio, his studio is Ghetto Recorders is amazing, just because of who's behind it, the talent. And
the
amazing acts he's bringing in.
There's a lot of interesting stuff there and equipment, but I really think the secret of it is his ear.
Yeah,
he knows the way it's supposed to sound, and he just does it.
I know.
It was a dream working with him.
Jim Diamond, I know. Genius. I hope you said hi to him for me.
Of course. Yeah. We talked about you and we talked about WFMU. You know, our history, the Cynics' history with FMU goes back way long time. When Bill Kelly started playing us, and the lovely wild girl that used to have your Saturday time slot here at the clinic.
Look at you remembering.
Erica Wild Girl. Yes. We would listen to her on the way into town, and she would always play us when we were doing a show. Then she started doing shows on her own at the old Cat Club and stuff, and have the Wild Girl shows, and she would always put us
Rama.
On the bill.
How did you know? You're not even from
the
here.
First
you know
time
all about
that we ever played
a lot.
The first time that we ever played live on WFMU was on Joe Belock's show on Three Card Monty. He had us come in
Joe.
And we played live on his show. And this was all before we could really listen to the radio station, you know. We could listen to it when we're driving through the tunnels and get in the New York Hudson area. But there was no internet back then, or at least I didn't have it. I didn't get a computer until 2006. And starting in 2006 when
it's
I got a computer.
It's been dangerous since.
I've never taken WFMU is on my desktop, and I just listen to it constantly.
I know. I think you listen to FMU more than I do.
I know I do. I know I do, because I think I met people here today that you don't even know who they are.
No. No, that's
I'm kidding.
No.
He was like, who is he? I'm like, oh, he's
a hold on a second. That's
well,
not...
Michael should just be on the board of directors or in the board meeting.
But you do know.
No, I don't want that responsibility. But I always donate. Well. And I know the silent marathon is over, but people can always donate if they want to.
Well, look at this. Giving a plug for the silent marathon. Thank you for pledging. Thank you. Not that there's any payola involved. This is nothing to do. This is your independent account.
I was pledging way before.
You're totally pledging to the station way before this. And also, yes, Joe Belock, Three Chord Monty, his show is amazing. Mm. I heart him. He's like my main man. Him and Bill Kelly. Those guys are great. So I'm glad that you
Evan
mentioned
Funk
them.
Evan Funk Davies? How about
Evan
him?
Evan Funk Davies. You love Evan Funk Davies. You guys. Love Evan
Super.
Funk. Super, you knowing Super, exactly.
Well, she's from our neighborhood.
She's right.
I think we actually had
Cleveland.
Interactions with Super with our Cleveland travels when she lived there and stuff.
No, look at you. This is, see. We're all,
Mike
you know,
Sin, we've toured with bands that he's been in.
It's one big happy family.
This is becoming so incestuous.
It's a love fest.
We better move on this interview. I don't know.
I don't know.
Thank you for producing, Mike Sin.
But oh yeah, so yeah.
Swear.
So you have this new album, Spinning Wheel Motel. Beautiful artwork, people. They did a gatefold with a spinning wheel in it. Beautiful, colorful artwork. Vicky Vadden. That record is unbelievable from start to finish. Great song after great song. It's such a good record, and you have
well,
it on.
Some people have said that, and some people haven't. But coming from you, Terry T, it actually means something.
should we mention our?
Oh yes, you know what we didn't. You know what we didn't do. We did not introduce because we back announce. Usually, I have everybody introduce themselves and what instruments they play. So let's do it. Thank you, Greg.
Well, am I, oh, come on.
You
do
can
I have
start.
To, okay, I'm Greg, the guitar player, flounder of the Cynics. Angel, bass.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
From, he was in Dr. Explosion at one time. Now he's in Bubblegum.
Yeah.
These are Spanish bands?
Yeah.
Spanish
yeah,
power
pop
band.
Pop band, Bubblegum. Peebly is in Dr. Explosion.
Hi, everybody.
The Cynics.
Play drums.
He wants to play drums for a living, and I believe in him, and I think he can do it. He's incredible. And he needs to do it instead of working a day job.
I'm actually doing it now.
But he's
doing
a Dr. Explosion, and the Feedbacks is a new power pop yeah. band, too.
To me, it's like really great being here because I remember when I was a kid, or maybe 15 years ago, and you know, we had some music magazines in Spain where they talk about this this radio.
Oh, yeah,
really?
FMU.
Really?
Yeah. So I never thought, 15 years later, I will be here.
Terry, the custom agents will be at our door now. No.
Yes. Both Cappy and Pibbs, as I call them, Pablo and Angel, I call them Cappy and Pibbs, but both of them are from northern Spain, and they're big fans of FMU there since they were children, and they were also big fans of the Cynics. We have a picture on our old Facebook of when the Cynics played in Spain, I think sometime in the mid-90s, and the bass player, Angel, right now, was right in the front row singing with me in the mic, and it turns out he ends up being in the band, singing
Wait,
with
where,
us for real.
Wait, where's this picture?
And
it's amazing.
Terry, when we did a getaway tour, Max, our drummer at the time, him and Davey, played with Los Bugos, and they opened up for us. Yeah. And he was clowning around at the dinner table, like, you know, the lunch. And I'm like, hey, Barbara, I can understand a word he's saying. I said, but he seems funny. He's like a clown or something. He goes, oh, he is funny.
You're talking about Pablo,
but he was
right?
clowning around all day. And then Maxie, I think, accidentally, but I thought he tried to steal his cymbals. And that was how we met people. I felt bad about it. I was like, hey, sorry about that. And we gave him his cymbals back. But who thought 20 years later that he'd be in the Cynics playing and he stole his job? For better or
worse.
Well,
the whole point of this, if we can bring it back to Circles, Arcs, and Swirls. Yeah. Is that circles, arcs, and swirls in the circle of life. And, you know, cool people, you just they just all end up,
and
you know,
pizza,
together eventually.
Pizza's
you
a
know,
circle.
It's such a sort of a natural sort of
progression. Gotta have a pizza. It's a circle. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, my God. You guys are so funny. All right, so, again, I'm emphasizing that the website to go to pick it up. Where can we get the Spinning Wheel Motel album on Get Hip Records?
If you want the vinyl, the best place to go is to your local record shoppy, if you're still lucky enough to have one, and support your local record dealer and get the vinyl. If not, then you can go to the Get Hip website and buy it. And if you're more prone to digital stuff, you can get it on iTunes, right?
Yeah.
All right, going to the Get Hip website, that is a danger in and of itself. That's like, if you have any kind of interest in music, you go to that site, you get lost in it for days. It's just like...
The eBay site's getting dangerous, too, because we have about 3,000 listings, but we got another 10,000 to put on. It'll
I know about both your eBay and your thing. You don't even know how many records I bought from you secretly under a different name. Yes.
Name?
I shan't tell you. I shan't tell you. I have a secret.
Do they arrive safely?
Oh, before anybody else. Like 100%.
Yeah, we try. I know what it's like to get a ding corner. I don't like ding corners. No. And you had a flood, right? I mean, didn't you lose records?
I did. Yeah, that's right. I did.
You need to have a benefit to get the record coach. You don't want the physical merchandise anymore.
No, I do. No, I just, you know, whatever.
Well, I sound like I'm in a sewer here. What's going on? It's like Ralph Cramden.
He probably still has the reverb on your thing. Wait, what were you saying, Mike?
Please clarify sewer as a lot of reverb, not as the...
No. I could be in the...
Echo chamber, you meant, right? All right, so thank you very much, The Cynics. That was a great set. I really appreciate that. Everybody's got to go to gethip.com and pick up the new Cynics album on vinyl. Beautiful.
Tonight. We're going to Get Hip tonight. We're going to go back to Pittsburgh.
Exactly. Oh, right. And go to Facebook.com. They have the Cynics have their own page.
We have a Facebook and a MySpace. You know, I really miss the old days of MySpace, don't you? When you could just like download music from kids and it was so fun.
You know what? I haven't.
It's still the best place to go for music. I'm still trying to find a good app to put on the Facebook page to play music. And I haven't decided on one because they all want to drain stuff and mix it all together. It's just such a big mess. And whenever Facebook asks you for, suggestions, what are we doing wrong? I'm like, please let pages, people that have pages like us, a band page, please make a way that pages could have music on their pages without using some Reverb Nation or some weird app that's going to download all. That's just a mess.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
But if you want to hear our music, you can't download it for free anymore on MySpace. But if you want to just listen to our music, you can go to our MySpace and hear it. So.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, and by the way, I just want a quick note. This is what, your 8th studio album, right?
Yeah, that's not.
Well, you know, we trickle them out
about every 3 years.
I always say our records are more like those kind of movies that just kind of open in selected cities. You know, they're not like big blockbusters. They open in selected cities, and then you know they get a following and get a cult following, and then we just you know tour on them for as long as we can till we get some new good ideas, and then we put. We don't just want to just put out a record every year just because we have to. We want to wait till we build up some material.
But no,
if I could write 4 killer records in 1 year, they would come out every 3 months. It's just why push it? I don't want to push force riffs. You know, it's like you wait for the right riff to come around. That's all.
You are so well said. I'm not going to mention another musician because my thing is I never put down anybody or anything usually in general unless they're like, you know, evil.
It is frustrating when you go a couple years without a riff. Oh, it's suicidal, you know. You're laughing, huh?
You know what I mean? I'm not a musician. I wish I was. That's why I'm a DJ. That's DJ is just a frustrated musician. So I pretend.
Oh, you great
I
singer
live
on
through.
the FMU finale.
Oh, look, he knows that, too.
Oh, my God, please. First of all, I'm not a musician.
Everything about you,
Jerry, I think he knows more about you than you do.
I think so.
And the station.
I'm a Terry T. stalker, I admit it.
All right, Cynics, thank you very much. You know what we have to do? We have to thank awesome engineer Mike Sin for doing an amazing job engineering.
He's not an awesome engineer. He's a famous musician himself.
Thank you for mentioning that. He truly is. But he tries to be, you know, low-key all about it, so we're not allowed to talk about it.
Until he plays. And he's a wild man.
No, he's, yes. He's in the Split Signals currently. Used to be in the Royal Purple. Used to be in the Psalms. Okay, not allowed to see. He's just shutting me up.
Now he's a producer.
It's a conflict. My God.
All right. Thanks a lot, Cynics. And safe trip home, guys. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Terry. We love you. We'll see you soon, no doubt.
It was a pleasure.